Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to another wonderful night of teaching in the presence of the God, the presence of the Lord. I love the sounding of the shofar. I love to hear it blast in our ears. I love how it cleanses the atmosphere and makes us alert and attentive to Him. It captivates the atmosphere. It captivates our souls. It also is the sounding of victory. Hallelujah. That we have the victory in Christ, that we have the victory in God, that we are victorious over all obstacles, over all circumstances, over all situations that is before your natural eye right now. You just have to understand the word of God, believe it, and speak that thing over all things and just walk in it. Amen. God is so wonderful. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. Thank you all for joining. I am your evangelist, Yolanda Reeves, from Anointed Intercessory Prayer Ministry. Once again, I was granted the honor of hosting 7 weeks, 7 weeks on a Monday from Evangelist Linda from Gatekeepers Ministry International. I am delighted to be here. This is our third show out of seven, so I want you guys to continue to join us and spread the word. I truly appreciate your time, which we have mentioned before. It's the greatest commodity that you can invest to God, invest in this show, invest in your spiritual growth. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. Time is something that is irreplaceable, and it's the most valuable and precious thing that you have. Amen. So I thank you guys for your time, for listening, for walking this spiritual walk with me. Amen. And learning with me and growing with me. It's such a wonderful blessing to have like-minded individuals to walk with us and talk with us and learn with us as we grow spiritually. Amen. Just a reminder that our previous shows, Walking in Love and Miraculous Faith, today's show and all upcoming shows are on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/gatekeepers-ministry. And you can go on and listen and forward it and spread the word. Amen. I also learned last week that we have listeners and viewers from throughout the world, United States, Switzerland, Australia, Togo, Vietnam, Philippines, United Kingdom, Pakistan, India, Jamaica, Norway, Kenya. I am so honored to be with all of you guys. We're all on this together, all in this walk together. So hello to each and every one of you. God bless each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you. God loves you. So remember to do your part and continue to listen in and spread the word and share the word so you can impact lives to change, amen, by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So last week's topic, we was talking about miraculous faith. So now what Father wants us to see, he wants to see us use our faith and translate it into submissive action to the Holy Spirit. Submission is another key element in being led by the Holy Spirit and being in the army of God. We must build on the spiritual foundational knowledge that we are learning and implement these tools and steps into action. Amen. We must understand what submission is on a biblical level and allow our spirit to walk in new spiritual heights, increase in the blessings of God that falls upon our life by being obedient, and apply these steps to our walk will allow us, applying these steps to our walk will allow us to conquer ground for not only for you, but for your family, and most importantly, for the kingdom of God. Amen. James 4:7, it says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I notice that when you're submitting yourself to God and you're focused on that, submitting to him, getting close with him, understanding your identity in Christ, learning about who you are, your attributes of understanding and walking and exercising the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit. You don't have time for any other frivolous things. You don't have time to worry about the cares of the world. Your focus is on God. Your focus is on growing in Christ. Your focus is on that, and he takes care of everything else. Amen? You have to be willing to yield and submit yourself to him. So we're going to study about that. We're going to learn about that today, and that's really important because once you learn how to truly submit yourself to Father, our Abba Daddy, Once you learn how to submit yourself and be willing to listen and go and move with the Holy Spirit, submitting yourself to authority, submitting yourself to your husband, submitting yourself to your wife, submitting yourself to other things is going to be so easy for you, because when you learn it at this level, you'll be able to do it at the lower levels. Amen? There was a story that my sister Jackie in Jamaica sent me, and I wanted to read it to you guys last week, but I forgot. I didn't put it in the outline, and so I forgot about it. But it's a really good story, and it's really quick, and it's an illustration of faith. But today I read it to you to show you how we're going to move our faith into action, into submissive action. When you submit to the will of God, He will always work everything out for you. And this is what the story tells. It's a story about a pregnant deer. And it says, in the forest, a pregnant deer is about to give birth. She finds a remote grass field near a strong flowing river. This seems like a safe place. Suddenly, labor pains begin. And at the same moment, dark clouds gather around above and lightning starts a forest fire. She looks to her left and she sees a hunter with his bow extended pointing at her. She looks to her right and she spots a hungry lion approaching her. What can the pregnant deer do? Remember, she's in labor. What will happen? Will she survive? Will the deer survive? Will she give birth to the fawn? Will the fawn survive? Or will everything burn up in the forest fire? Will she perish to the hunter's arrow, or will she die a horrible death at the hands of the hungry lion approaching her? She is constrained by the fires on one side and a flowing river on the other, and she's boxed in by her natural predators. What does she do? She focuses on giving birth to a new life. The sequence of events that follows are lightning strikes and blinds the hunter. He, the hunter, releases the arrow which zips past the deer and strikes the hungry lion. It starts to rain so heavily that the forest fire is slowly doused by the rain, and then the deer gives birth to a healthy fawn. Check the circumstances that took place above and ask yourself whether the deer had any influence in the chain of reactions that happened to her enemies right in front of her very eyes. In our life, these are moments of choice where we are confronted on all sides with negative thoughts and possibilities. What we must do is not take our eyes off of God. What we must do is remain focused on the issue that is at hand. Some thoughts are so powerful that they overcome us and they overwhelm us. So we have to remember to not rehearse the thoughts and the situation, not rehearse the situations and live it once and once only, to submit our thoughts to God and cast our cares upon Him so we can truly learn something about what the deer went through. The priority of the deer in that given moment was simply to submit herself to give birth to the baby. The rest was not in her hands, and any action or reaction that changed her focus would have likely resulted in death or disaster. So we have to continue to ask ourselves, where is our focus? Where is our faith? Where is our hope? What are we submitting to on a day-to-day basis? Look how the Creator, the Most High God, look how He saved the deer. And when I read this, I thought the first scripture that came in my mind was Matthew 6, 24 to 26, and I'm reading out of the Amplified Version. He says, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow seed nor reap the harvest nor gather the crops into the barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who are you by worrying can add one more hour to the length of his life? And why are you worried about clothes? See how the lilies and the wildflowers of the field grow. They do not labor nor do they spin wool to make clothing. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory and splendor dressed himself like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, hallelujah, which is alive and green today and tomorrow is cut down and thrown as fuel into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You are of little faith. Therefore, do not worry or be anxious, saying, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? For the pagan Gentiles eagerly seek all these, But do not worry, for your Heavenly Father knows that what you need. But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, which is his way of doing and being right, the attitude and the character of God. And all of these things will be given unto you. This type of form of seeking is a way of submitting yourself to his will. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about itself. Like we mentioned before, don't rehearse things that you think is going to happen tomorrow. Stay focused and submit your spirit. Submit your thoughts. Cast your cares. Submit everything to God. So what is really submission? Man, it was awesome studying this and reviewing it. The definition of submission, when you look it up, just like out of a regular dictionary, it says to accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person, right? Then I kept researching and looking for more, and then I found this one that I love. It says to arrange troop divisions in a military fashion under the command of a leader. This word is wonderful. It's a wonderful definition of what it means to submit to God. It means to arrange oneself under the command of divine viewpoint rather than living according to one's old way of life based on what? Human understanding. It's a process of relinquishing our own will to Father's will, to submit to him in all of his ways. The reason why I like this, to arrange this definition, to arrange troop divisions in a military fashion under the commandment of a leader, is because when you first accept Christ, you go into the body of Christ. You join the body of Christ, and the body of Christ is like a boot camp. So when he gave that definition about troops and commandments in a military fashion, it made me automatically think about scriptures. It made me automatically think about the word of God and how we are in this spiritual fight, like it says in Ephesians 6, that we're fighting this spiritual war, and we have to be prepared. And what we're doing is when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we're doing it not only for our salvation and eternal life, but we're doing it so everybody else that around us, we can impact their lives for them to receive that same salvation and eternal life as well, including our family, including our children, our husband and our wives, and our cousins and our aunts and our nieces and our nephews. Wouldn't it be a glorious thing that when Christ comes back, that our whole entire family is walking into the kingdom of God together? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? But we have to grow mature in the spirit to be able to do that. And submission is a key aspect of walking at the height of your spirituality, because you have to be able to yield to what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. You have to be able to sit and listen and hear what Father is telling you to do, to be able to accept his commandments, and not only accept it, but even honor him as him being the leader, the head of your life, and that you will follow him where he tells you to go, when he tells you to do something, that you trust him enough that when he tells you to move, that you'll move. Amen? So I love that. So when you first accept Christ, you enter into the body of Christ. You enter him. When you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you enter into this boot camp, like this is for like a scenario, a synopsis. You enter into this body of Christ. The body of Christ is where you start. You start acknowledging who God is and who Christ is and what the blood of Jesus does for you, what the blood of Yeshua. Yeshua just is the same thing as Jesus. It just means the God of our salvation from a Hebraic perspective. You start acknowledging what the blood does for you, the eternal power. You start acknowledging what your salvation means. You start acknowledging, you know, your eternal benefits and your heavenly benefits instead of your earthly realm. You start putting your mind and setting your mind on things of above and not things below, not things on earth, not the temporal things, but the eternal things. You're being transformed, amen? So you start acknowledging. You start building on your identity in Christ. You start growing from a baby in Christ to a mature spiritual being. This is what all happens when you first start, when you first accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. You begin to study to show yourself approved, not to man, but to God. to grow closer with God, to get an intimate relationship with him, to hear his voice, to get direction, to be strengthened in your inner man, to receive joy that no man can take away, to receive peace that you can receive in the midst of a storm where you can laugh and sing and praise and glorify God like nothing is going on. Amen? So This is that boot camp. This is what's going on. You'll notice that there's a lot of scriptures. If you research being newborn or babes in Christ, you'll see scriptures come up. Like one, for example, is 1 Peter 2:2. It says in the translation version, it says, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. So Father wants you to be able to submit yourself to his will, to yield to him, to come under his command and as a leader, and that he will lead you in the right place that you will go. And then you'll be able to grow. You must continuously do this daily throughout your life. You must continuously submit or yield yourself to the will of God on every level in your life. So your spirit will grow and develop to be able to fight accurately and powerfully where? In the army of God. In 1 Corinthians 3:1-5, this is Paul talking. He says, brothers, I could not address you as a spiritual, but as worldly. I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you still are not ready. You are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another say, I follow Apollos, Apollos, are you not mere men? So let's look at that. He's asking you, he's telling you, I'm giving you spiritual milk, but not solid food. So when you think of yourself literally, when you birth a child, or when you were born, or when you have kids, you have this beautiful baby, amen, and you see this baby, and this baby is growing and smiling and cooing and drooling and babbling and, you know, saying words that's not really words, but you're trying to make it out, and it's all so cute to you. It's all really cute. And then as the baby continue to go, it gets about from zero, from newborn to about 2 years old, and then right around 2 years old, they get into the toddler stage where you got to start, okay, everything's not cute no more. Now you got to start doing this. Now you got to be a little bit more obedient. Now you got to listen. Now you got to learn how to be mature. Now you got to learn how to comprehend. Now you got to learn how to understand. Now you got to learn how to walk. Now you got to learn how to, you know, so now you're training this child up so that way they'll be able to conform what? To the ways of the world so that they can grow in society. Conform what? In the ways of the Lord, because you train your child up in the way that they should go and grow spiritually as well. Amen? So that they'll be able to adapt to all things. But now you have this same child, and now this child is 24. And this child is still crawling around on the floor. This child is still babbling and cooing. This child is still saying things that you don't understand. He's drooling or she's drooling. They're still doing baby stuff, and they can't be productive in society. That's not cute no more, right? This is what Paul is saying in the scriptures. He's saying, I can't even feed you food yet because you're still doing baby things in the spirit realm. In Ephesians 4:14, it says, as a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by every trickery of men, by every craftiness in deceitful scheming. Why are we talking about this? Because when you submit yourself to Christ and you submit yourself to the body of Christ, you cannot just stay there. There is a spiritual war going on. In Ephesians 6:10, it talks about, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you understand what's going on. And then it talks about that you are fighting against principalities, powers, and mights, and rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. It's talking about this war that's going on. And then if you are still immature as a spiritual babe, how are you going to fight? How are you going to teach your children to fight? How are you going to teach your mate to fight? How are you going to show somebody else how to fight if you can't fight yourself? We're going to all get beat up. It's not fun getting beaten up. And it's not fun getting beaten up by the devil, by the enemy, who comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. So now you accepted Christ. Now Father's saying, okay, that's great. We are rejoicing. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. That's wonderful. But we need you to grow up. We need you to get stronger in the Lord now, because we need you to be what? Not just in the body of Christ, but we need you to be in the army of God now. Amen? You accept him as your Lord and Savior. You receive this knowledge, but now you got to submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. You got to submit yourself to his will so that way you can apply this knowledge. The army of God is where we focus on the mission and not on the obstacles. When you're babes in Christ, we focus on all the obstacles. Oh, my God, the bills are not paid today. Oh, rent is due and I don't have all the rent money. Oh, my car note is due and I don't have it and my car's going to get repossessed. My husband just walked out on me and I don't really know how to pray. My marriage is over. You start healing. Oh, I'm sick. The doctor said this and I'm going to believe the doctor because I don't have the strength. I don't have the knowledge or the will or the power. I'm immature as a spiritual being and I'm going to believe what man says. That's what being a babe in Christ is. You're tossed to and fro by all the craftiness and the schemes of the enemy that he throw at you, all the fiery darts of the enemy that he throw at you, worry and doubt and shame and humiliation and all the sinful nature, lust and pride of life, all of these things that the enemy throws at you, you're submitting to the enemy and not to God. So therefore, you can't fight when these things attack you. So now Father's saying, okay, I need you to be submissive to me on a new level, on a new height, so you can hear the voice of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost tells you to stand, you stand. When the Holy Ghost tells you to be quiet, you be quiet. When the Holy Ghost tells you to move, you move. Amen? So the army of God is where he's building you up to be in. And if you are already in the army of God, if you are already a prayer warrior or strong in the Lord, then he needs to rank you up even higher. There is no level in Christ. There is no level in the knowledge of God where you can just level off at. No, because God takes you from glory to glory and grace to grace. You should never be content where you are spiritually, because you don't know it all spiritually. We are barely scratching the surface of what we're able and capable to do in Christ, in our powers, in our authorities, in our spiritual gifts. Some of us are still having a hard time walking in love. Remember, I told you about that. I was dealing with that. We all are dealing with things. Why? Because sin from a Hebraic perspective is called het. C-H-E-T, and it means to lose focus and concentration on what the Holy Spirit, on what the living Word of God is telling you to do. And that's why we have to continuously renew our mind, continuously stay in the presence of God, read his Word, and cry out for him to remove those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that the enemy tried to implant in our mind of Christ. Amen? So now he wants you to get into the army of God. And this is where Christ needs you to be. This is where we're going. You have to be mature in the spirit. You have to understand who you are in Christ. You have to start walking in this power and this authority that he has given you. This is where you conquer ground for the kingdom of God, for your family, for yourself. And you hold it at all costs. This is where you use the word of God and you begin to command the word of God in the accuracy, in the atmosphere, because your atmosphere changes. Remember that. So you command in the word of God in the atmosphere and you're changing things and you're changing lives to way to the will of God for his commandments to go forth in power and authority. You're not following religion and tradition. That is so important to understand. When you are studying the Word of God and you are gaining a relationship with God, that is exactly what you are doing. Studying the Scriptures, combing the Scriptures, getting close with God. It's not about going into a religion. It's not about following the traditions of men. In Mark 7:13, he says that making the Word of God of no effect through your traditions, which you deliver and you hand down, and you do many things like this. The world is going corrupt. The world is trying to what? Divide and conquer. And whatever the world can do to divide you from the body of Christ, telling you to go to this denomination and that denomination and become this person and that person. No, that's not what we're trying to do. We want to understand the living word of God. We want to walk the living word of God. We want an intimate relationship with Christ. We want to understand our powers and our identity. And we want to spread that, that knowledge that we received. And reveal the mysteries of the gospel so those that need help, that need deliverance, that need saving, that need healing, that need to come from the dead and be alive again, they can receive that. This is a very important thing. When you go to church services, what's the most important part about the service? I was telling my son is 4 years old, and I speak to him like he's an adult. I was telling my son that the other day when we were driving home from service. The most important part of the service, of a church service, is the salvation of souls. Yes, the message needs to go forth, but the message is going forth for what? Salvation of souls to come into the kingdom. The most important part of the service is where people accept Christ and submit their lives to him. And I had to tell my son the other day, at the end of the service, you have to be just as quiet at the end as it is in the beginning, because the end is the most important part. This is where souls are being impacted and being brought into the kingdom of God. And this is how us being submissive to his will and his power and his authority and being led by the Spirit and hearing from the Holy Spirit, we can impact those that are around us and to encourage them to accept Christ. Amen? Your life is not your life for your own. It is for someone else. And we have to come out of that self-centered, selfish nature and really grow up in that. Okay, so we're talking about submission. Let's look at how can we become more submissive to God. What are the things or the tools that we need to be yielding to his word and yielding to his Holy Spirit? I know a lot of people, when you're first born in Christ, it's kind of, your mind cannot perceive, you know, the invincible, the invisible. And it can be hard. It can be hard trying to grasp something that's not there. That's where the renewing of the mind comes in. That's where your speaking capabilities come in. Because a lot of people would have vision boards. Right? They put on everything that they desire from life on this vision board so that they can see it. Well, that's the same thing you need to do with the word of God. You put all of these things in your physical mind so you can see it physically through your spiritual eye, that you are blessed, that you have power and authority to trample upon scorpions and serpents, that you have the arm of God, the arm of God on. So that way you're protected from every fury or dart of the enemy, that your flesh is tamed and that your spirit man is raised up and is ruling and moving in the Holy Spirit, that you're moving at these levels at new heights and new dimensions, and that you're walking it. We have to grow up that way to be submissive. So when I was studying this, I was asking Father, okay, so if someone were to ask, well, how do I become more submissive to God? And when you study the word of God, you'll see there's scriptures on submissive to God. You'll see that there's scriptures on submissive to husbands. Submissive wives need to be submissive to their husbands. Husbands need to be submissive to their wives. You'll see that. The focus right now that we're on right now is going to be being submissive to God, Christ, the Holy Spirit. So that way you'll be able to understand how to submit to any other authority, not even authority, because when you think about your husband and wife, that's a union. It's not like they have this great authority over you. It's about a union of working together to conquer ground for Christ. It's about compromising at all costs and making sure that the peace that surpasses all understanding abides in where? In your heart, your mind, your soul, in your atmosphere, where this union lies. Amen? That's the most important part. So don't just think of it like, oh, well, I'm not going to be submissive to my husband because I don't want him commanding me to do this. No, it's not about that. It's not about that. If he has the knowledge to lead you somewhere, let him lead you. And vice versa. If she has the knowledge to lead you somewhere, let her lead you. Don't look at her as a woman. Look at her as a spiritual being that is being used by the power of God to get you to the next position in your spiritual growth, to bring you to where not only that your soul prospers, but that you are prosperous. Amen? Okay, so how do we become more submissive to God? The first thing that he told me was spending quality time with him. Spending quality time with him every day. Every day. And every day increasing in it. To be transformed as a spiritual being, to truly understand how to relinquish all things. I want you to think of it like this. And I heard this in one of the many services that I've been to. Get on the plane of God and just let go. Get in the seat. Let God be the driver of your life and just soar and fly with him. Let God lead you to the higher heights of spirituality, to the higher heights of prosperity. Let God lead you. When you get on them planes, you trust man more than you trust God? Or when you get on that plane, you tell God to take over and lead that pilot and direct that pilot. You bless that pilot. You bless that plane. You bless those passengers. It's the same thing you're doing in the spirit realm. You have to be able to compare what's going on in the natural realm spiritually so you can walk spiritually. It is just that easy. So when you're thinking about submitting to the Holy Spirit, when that something in your gut tells you, something says don't do this, something says don't marry that person, something says don't take that job or to take that job, something says, oh, I needed to say something to that person. Something told me to tell this person that God loves them. Something told me to go to that church. Something told me to get on this line today, to log in today. That something is the Holy Spirit. And when you spend more time with him, you will recognize that that's the inner Christ in you that's leading you, directing you, and guiding you. Remember in Acts, he says, I'm going to give you what? Power. Power is going to come amongst you. And then the Holy Spirit fell on them. They was submissive. They was willing to yield themselves to a higher power and source to take over them, to take them out of their comfort zone. Not thinking about what man was going to say, not thinking about what anybody was going to say around them, but thinking about the higher source, keeping their eyes focused on the most important thing, which was God. Amen? So spending time with him, spending time with God every day and increasing it. So when you're babes in Christ, you start off with like 5-15 minutes a day. You start off reading one Psalms and one Proverbs today, a day. And that's how I started. When I started reading the word and growing up in Christ, I made sure I read one Proverb and one Psalms every day. Check, I read my Bible. And then as I continued to grow, it got to one Psalm, one Proverbs, and then maybe something out of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And then someone told me about Ephesians, about all the great inheritance and the power that I had in my identity in Christ. And if I studied Ephesians and studied it, that I would receive that and I would understand it and I can walk in it. So then I went to reading from one Psalm and one Proverbs and then maybe something from Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. And then I studied Ephesians every day. I studied the first, Ephesians 1, that one, I read that whole thing and I studied it. The next day I read Ephesians 2, and then I just kept repeating it, doing the same thing. And there's what, six books in Ephesians. So I read every 6 days. I started all over again. I did that for almost a year, just studying it. Because as you continue to mature spiritual walk, as you continue to submit yourself to God, to allow him to build you up spiritually and mature you, you'll see that those words begin to come alive in a new way. Because now as you read it when you was a child, it has a new meaning now that you have applied it as an adult. Amen? So you have to spend time with him. The more time you spend with him, the more you're able to relinquish yourself to him. The more you're able to yield yourself to him. You're going to want to do it then. Because that's like your best friend. There's a song that says, I'm a friend of God. We sing it in our church every Sunday. I'm a friend of God. He called me friend. Isn't that an honor to know that God calls you a friend, but you treat him like he's an acquaintance? That wouldn't be too cool. Your best friend that you don't call her or you don't call him, you don't check on him, you don't talk to them, you don't do things with them, you don't acknowledge them, you don't care about them, you don't love them. This is the God we're talking about. He calls you a friend, but what do you call him? How do you spend your time with him? So we got to get intimate with him. And this will allow us to be more submissive. Thus, we receive more blessings when we're submissive because we can hear from him. We can hear his voice accurately. We can move accurately, precisely, keen. We're alert, attentive, like soldiers in the army. We're proactive. We're not always on the defense. We're moving. We're moving people out of our way because we got that power of glory inside of us. Amen? We have to be able to read and understand, read about our identity in Christ, understand it, exercise them, and apply them daily. So you know when you start working out, first thing you do when you work out, you do some stretching and maybe some jumping jacks and you run on a treadmill a little bit, or you might go run around the block, or you go to the park and you walk around the track one time, and you're like, oh, okay, that's enough. And then the more consistent that you do it, the more you're able to do more. Now you can stretch a little bit further, and it don't hurt no more. Now you can run a little bit further, and you don't get out of breath. You're not winded no more. Now you can lift a little bit more weights because you've been building since you've been consistent in your exercising. Now you're getting toned. Now you're getting fit. You see your muscles are showing, and you're feeling nice and fine. You got a beautiful physique, and you're feeling great about yourself. So you continue to do it each and every day or three or four times out of the week because you love how you look, you love how you feel. That's the same thing with the body of Christ. That's the same thing with your spiritual walk. That's the same thing. You got to build. You got to build. You got to build. You got to read. You got to study. You got to get close with him. And you got to do it every single day. And you got to build on what you know. You got to build on what you're learning. You got to apply it. You got to stretch a little bit further. Come out of your comfort zone a little bit more. Step out into the waters a little bit more. Get on that plane of God. Don't worry about nothing. Apply what you know. Speak what you know that Father told you to speak. Look through the eyes of faith. Amen? So this is what we do. How else you can become more submissive to God? Recognizing and becoming more in tune with the Holy Spirit. Recognizing and becoming more in tune with the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? How does the Holy Spirit help me? How do I really hear from the Holy Spirit? How do I know that that's the Holy Spirit and that's not the enemy talking to me? He says, my sheep know my voice. You will know God's voice when you're close with him, when you spend time with him. Amen? You will know the Holy Spirit because he gives you peace. There could be a whole bunch of chaos and traumatic stuff going on in your life, but you'll know that the Holy Spirit is there with you because you'll just have this peace. You won't have this heavy burden on you. You won't be anxious and worrisome. You'll just be like, okay, well, I know God's got it. I know God's got it. because he delivered me from this. He delivered me from that. He's brought me a mighty long way. And if you're at your beginning stages of just learning that, it's okay. This is where you say, okay, now I don't really have instances and circumstances to pull from, so I'm going to pull from what he did for people from the Old Testament to the New. I'm going to pull on how he delivered the Egyptians from Pharaoh's hand and parted a Red Sea and let millions of people walk through on solid ground. I'm going to pull on how he gave double portions of manna and fed us on the Sabbath day. We had double portions. I'm going to pull on how he turned water into wine. I'm going to pull on all of these things that's weird, that's scriptural based, because I'm just beginning my walk. Just because you're beginning your walk, it doesn't mean you can make excuses to be a babe in Christ. Excuses is what? A reason to fail. Excuses is a reason to fail. My pastor Renata, she told me that. Fear, walking in fear, is an excuse to fail. You don't want to fail getting mature in the spirit, because if the enemy attacks your house, if the enemy attacks your home, if the enemy attacks your, when the enemy attacks, because he wants your soul. Your soul is more the most valuable thing that you have right now. It's not your house, it's not your car, it's not where you live, it's your soul. If he can take your soul from the kingdom of God, he is so happy. If he can distract you from walking in your identity and the powers that God is telling you you have, he is so happy. If he can tell you to submit to me, and I will give you all of these things. Don't submit to God. What he's telling you is a lot. Submit to me. I'll give it to you right now. But you know, the devil dresses himself to look beautiful. He knows how to dress himself up. He knows what it feels like to be in the throne room with God and worship him. He knows what it feels like. He knows the blessings that you can receive from submitting yourself wholeheartedly to God. He used to be in the throne room with him, singing and worshiping him and praising him. He knows how glorious it is up there. And if he can stop you from maximizing your potential spiritually, so where you can ascend spiritually in the heavenly realm and rest at your Father's feet and receive an overflow of blessings and receive an overflow of healing and receive an overflow of just anything that your heart desires that lines up with God's desires. If he can stop you, he wins. And you suffer and you're tormented. You've been lied to and deceived to, and then you're unhappy. But then you're in his army, because now he's using you to affect other people negatively. Why would you want to do that? Now, we've all done it. That's why we're on this line right now together. That's why we're talking about it now, because we've all been there. We've all been used negatively somehow by the enemy, and we didn't like it. We didn't like where we was. We didn't like how when we submitted to the enemy, when we submitted to anger and lust and all of these things, when we submitted to the love of money, we didn't like how it made us feel. And guess what? We didn't gain from it either. We didn't gain anything from it, because we was lied to and deceived to, and that stuff was all temporal. But the Most High God, hallelujah, is giving us something that is eternal. And he's telling us if we can submit to him and come out of our comfort zone of worshiping man and trying to follow the enemy and all his tactics and his schemes and his plan, that he will give us an eternal blessing and an eternal glory that no man can take from you. No witchcraft, no sorcery. Look at all the nations that we mentioned that is listening. I know a lot of the countries, they focus on what? Their traditional aspects of witchcraft and sorcery, trying to make people do what they want them to do. But by God, when you have God for you, there's nothing that can be against you. No one can put anything on you that God will not protect you from. But you have to submit to him. You have to know him. You have to know that he loves you so much that he will give you your heart's desires. Because when you're one with him, then you're one with his will. So his will becomes your will. Your will becomes his will. And everything that he wants from you turns out to be glorious. Amen? Recognize and become more in tune to the Holy Spirit and the calling on your life. You got to spend more time with him. You got to read and understand and study. The next thing you need to do is you need to renew your mind throughout the day, keeping the word of God in your thoughts. The enemy comes, what, to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to do that just even with the thoughts. Your thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, he tried to attack you with those of the enemy. He tried to say, okay, don't have faith, fear. Don't have hope. Be despair. Don't walk in the power of God. Let me handle this for you. Manipulate that situation. Borrow. Do this. Do that. That's what the enemy tells you. Where God says, trust in me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean what? Not to your own understanding. Lean not to the ways of this world. Lean not to your fleshly desires and what your flesh is trying to tell you. Your emotions is trying to tell you. Oh, curse that person out because they tried you. They hurt your feelings. Curse them out. That's not of God, because God is of love. We mentioned that in the first series, walking in love. You have to love. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is humble. Love does not keep any records of wrong. That's the scripture that I'm reciting right now. So if the enemy or if there's a thought that comes upon you that's walking contrary to the word of God, you have to cast that thing down. You have to cast it down. Cast down all things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and tell the Holy Spirit, take everything captive in my mind and my atmosphere and let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Holy Spirit, take me now. Show me how to relinquish myself to you so you could take me to a higher place, so you could take me higher spiritually, so you can empower me to not just be in the body of Christ, but walk in the power and authority where I'm commanding the word of God in the atmosphere, and I'm in the body, in the army of God, and I'm ranking, and I'm ranking, and we're getting people saved because you're using us as a great vessel. Remember, it's not us really doing it. It's God doing it because it's Christ in us. But you got to be willing. You got to be submissive to be used. I'm being used right now. It's not really me speaking. It's the Holy Spirit speaking. All I had to do was sit here and let the Holy Spirit move. And I just was a secretary. I did whatever the Holy Spirit told me to do. I'm speaking whatever the Holy Spirit told me to write. I'm speaking whatever the Holy Spirit is telling me to speak in between the outlines. Because he loves you. Because he loves you, he will always make sure that you hear his voice. He will send it through a person, through a messenger. He will send it into your gut, speak to you. That's something said. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen? Renew your mind throughout the day, keeping the word of God in your thoughts. Spend time with God. You become more submissive with God by spending time with him, reading and understanding who you are, exercising and applying these things daily, recognizing and becoming in tune with the Holy Spirit, renewing your mind throughout the day, throughout the day. You're going to be attacked throughout the day. You know, a lot of times we get it so twisted. When we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior and we come into the body of Christ, we think that's it, we're done. Okay, this is going to be an easy road now. Daddy got it. He's going to take care of everything. There's some things that Daddy is not going to do because he said, I gave you the power and authority to do it on Calvary. There's some things that you're praying for right now that hasn't manifested yet because God said, I'm waiting for you to be submissive to me so you can understand that you are mature in Christ, that you are in the army of God, and that you can speak those things and make them happen, and you don't have to call on me like you're a babe. You don't have to call on me to dress yourself no more. You can dress yourself with the army of God. You can declare the army of God over you. You can declare the arm of God over you. That's dressing yourself in Christ. The arm of God, Ephesians 6, start at verse 10. read it all the way down. He's giving you power and authority to do things that we're not doing because we're not submissive to him enough so we can understand what we are capable of doing. We're waiting for him to do something. He said, I gave you the power to do. I gave you the power to trample upon scorpions and serpents. I gave you a power to trample upon things that may appear that they can harm you, but they can't. I gave you power and authority to go out in regions and take dominion over them and take them by force. It's a powerful thing walking in your identity. It's a powerful thing moving with the Holy Spirit. But you got to understand how to do it. You got to understand how to relinquish yourself to do it. Pray. Another thing you can do to be submissive to God is pray. Ask God to help you. Ask God to help you be more intimate with him so you can grow spiritually, so you can become more mature spiritually. Ask God to help you apply what you read, what you're reading, and what you read throughout the day to learn and how to mold you continuously, consistently, to become spiritually, to be the desires that he wants you to be so you can live a full life to submit to him always. This is what Father wants you to do. I didn't give you a scripture for each one of these key points because that's your homework assignment. That's your homework assignment. Pull up scriptures on what you need to do to spend time with God. Pull up scriptures on your identity in Christ, Christ in you, you in him. Exercising and applying them, that just means reading them and using your speaking powers. That's how you apply the word of God. Use your speaking powers. If God says that you have the mind of Christ, don't wake up in the morning talking about, oh, man, my mind is crazy. No. You wake up in the morning and you say that I have the mind of Christ. I have your wisdom. I have your knowledge. I have your understanding. I have everything that you said I have in the Bible, God. And if you don't know everything in the Bible, which a lot of us don't know everything in the Bible, I have a lot of scriptures in my heart, but I can't tell you every scripture, every reference that it's from. No, I cannot. But align yourself up with him. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Amen? Say what God says. Say what God says. Submit to that. Receive that. Speak that. Walk in that. Build on that. And the most important thing that I love, seal it all with a thanksgiving and a praise. When you study your word and you understand what the Father's truly conveying to you, what he's telling you, thank him for it. Thank him for the roadmap. Thank him for the outline. Praise him for it. Father, you're so wonderful. You're so righteous. You're so holy. You're so faithful. You're so glorious. You're so powerful. You're all-knowing, oh God. You are the beginning and the end. You're the apple, our vine, our shield, our sword. Father, and I thank you. I thank you for revealing unto me the great and mighty things, the mysteries of you, your powers, your authority upon my life. Oh, God, I praise you because you're worthy of all the praise. I exalt you, oh, Lord, my God. I exalt you, God. Thank you for you being you all by yourself. I thank you for your promises. Yes and amen to your will. I thank you, God. Praise him. Praise and thanksgiving seals it. It seals it. It means that I believe it, so be it. It is done, and amen, and you walk away. You don't keep rehearsing. You don't get to keep going back to the same thing because then that goes back to doubt and wavering. No, seal that thing with a praise. You got a situation that's before you. Submit to the will of God. Understand what his word says. Speak his word over that atmosphere, and then seal it with a praise. Hallelujah. He said, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto him. Come out of your comfort zone and throw your hands up in the air and worship the Lord your God and tell him, I surrender all to you, O God. And I thank you, Father, for leading me and directing me and guiding me to a prosperous path. Amen? How do you become more submissive? Spend time with God, increasing it daily. Read and understand his word. Understand your identity in Christ. Exercise these things. Apply them. Recognize and become more in tune with the Holy Spirit. and the calling that he has on your life. Renew your mind throughout the day to keep the enemy away. Renew your mind throughout the day to transform your mind, transform your life. Pray. Ask God to help you in everything, and in all things. Pray to him. Ask him to help you in everything. And then after you do all of that, seal it with thanksgiving and praise. I'm praising you because I know anything I ask in your name, that is yes and amen. I'm praising you because I know any two or three gathered together in your name, that there you are in the midst. And I know it's more than two people listening right now, so he is in the midst of us. He is in the midst of us right now. Anything you desire, you can have it. By faith, grab it. By faith, receive it. By faith, speak it and believe it. I don't care how long it takes to manifest. Before we close, there may be somebody on here. It's your first time listening. This may be somebody on here that never really heard about Christ and your identity, that never really gave your life to God. You never really submitted yourself to God before for him to take reign and rule over. We're going to rededicate ourselves, and we're going to walk you into salvation. Amen? So that way you can receive these great gifts, these great power, so that way you can become mature and you can fight in the army of God and protect not only your soul but those that you love that are around you, whether you know them or not. Amen? So, Father, in the name of Yeshua, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for all the things that we've done wrong in your sight right now, known and unknown and thought, word, and deed. And we thank you, God, and we accept you, Yeshua. We accept you, Jesus, to come into our life, to be our Lord and our Savior. We believe that you died and you rose again and that you are living right now. And through you that we have eternal life. And we accept you as our Lord and Savior. And we submit our life to you. And we thank you, Lord, that right now that we are saved and we have eternal life and we are set free in you. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you will do for us, how you will continuously protect us in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. It's just that simple. You're in the body of Christ. Now I challenge you to grow mature. Amen. Once again, I am Evangelist Yolanda Reeves from Anointed Intercessory Prayer Ministry. You can join our prayer service Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You dial 760-569-7171. The access code is 971674#. Our closing scriptures is Numbers 6:24-26. In Hebrew, with outstretched arms, we say, Yaredek kaka Yehovah Rishmereka. Ya'er Yehovah panave leka vihuneka. Yisai Yehovah panave leka. V'esem leka shalom. And what we just declared is literally the scripture, Numbers 6:24-26. May Jehovah the Lord bless you and keep you. May Jehovah the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May Jehovah the Lord lift up his countenance, the wholeness of his being upon you, and he give you peace. May his peace rest upon you this day and each day, and may you walk in his glory. Amen. Submit yourself to him and see his powers and glory manifest in your life. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for joining, and I will see you guys on here next week. Invite someone to listen with us. Amen. Love you guys so much. Hallelujah. Praise be to Most High. Praise be to His glory.